Welcome to another episode of the Open Science Radio, where we cover this time sessions from the Barcamp Open Science. And with me is Antonella. Hi, Antonella. Before we dive into the session, maybe shortly introduce yourself, what you're doing, and maybe why you're at the Barcamp.
Yeah, sure. So thanks a lot, Konrad, for hosting this interview. So my name is Antonella Succurro, and I am a researcher and scientific officer in Bonn. I work at the West German Genome Center, and my background is in particle physics, but then I've been working a lot as a researcher on computational biology. And both in the particle physics environment and the computational biology, the quest for open data, open science is a huge topic. And I have to say that having done my doctoral studies at CERN, CERN has this mission also for open science, so I really have an imprint from them. So this is why I joined the Barcamp. It was kind of out of curiosity, and I have to say also because with an organization I'm a member of that is called Science for Democracy, we have open science exactly as one of our working topics. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. And your session was about a very dedicated topic. Let's maybe dive closer into that session. So what was discussed there?
Yeah, sure. So the session was about privacy preserving open data. So this is a huge topic. And once you start looking into that, it's like opening up Pandora vase, because there are a lot of different aspects. And depending on the specific data we are talking about, different measures come in. And however, if we think about the idea that data should be available in order to maximize the scientific output from the community, we must think also about the privacy and the rights of the people that are behind those data. And this becomes particularly relevant in a very familiar case. So we are now into that. So with the pandemic, having epidemiological data, for example, available would really maximize the insights, for example, for new measures for the lockdown. So this would have a lot of implication from both the economical point of view, because a hard lockdown is not good for the economy, but also and especially for saving lives.
Mm. And basically what you brought up is this kind of dilemma between we want to be as open as possible, but still we have basically data that is, well, very valuable and very precious. And once it's out there, we'll never get it back. So for example, yeah. You had the example of genomic data and so on. Mm-hmm. And basically this dilemma of, okay, we want to have everything out there, but this can violate privacy. So what were the solutions or what were the topics or the points discussed during the session?
Yeah, well, we don't have a solution yet, but we identified some key players in it. So, for example, from the point of view of the technical tools, there are different measures that you can take that might be sufficient. So, for example, one of the common practices is to anonymize data or to provide aggregated data. The problem is that anonymized data might be de-anonymized, especially with more and more data. This is like with cross-referencing, with additional data, this is a highly probable risk. And for aggregated statistics, again, the more you gather, the more possible information can get identified. Anyway, this also points to the key role of some third-party trustees that actually help with the provision of the data and the regulation of the data. And I have to say that in Europe, we have the GDPR that is also dedicated to protecting the data. So, but then again, it stays kind of in the clouds, let's say, how to interpret this. Because, for example, you mentioned genomic data. These are a special category that goes into the Article 9 of the GDPR, and they require a high level of protection. But then again, they still can be shared given some informed consent, for example. And this also came out in the conversation because the implication between the difference between opt-in or opt-out from a study are also like a possible game changer. We were thinking about a specific example. So in Israel, the data from the vaccination, the epidemiological data from the vaccination, we will be given directly to the Pfizer company. So, and in this case, the people that were vaccinated didn't get the option to opt out, for example. So, but then again, we are talking about data that are highly relevant for improving the lives, not only in Israel, but all over the world. So the balance between protecting the privacy and aiming for the common good? Again, in this case, in the specific case of the vaccination data, there is the experts say that the privacy of Israel citizens is preserved, but then again, there are not many details about how the data will be shared. So it's this kind of gray area where we don't know exactly how it will go, and you have to trust the parties involved. So on one side, the government, and on the other side, the company.
Mm. So basically, the session was too short to find an overall solution for all this, and it was enough to compile all the, or at least the major problems that are there. What would be next action items, or what are the things that we can now build upon the session? What would be the next steps to do in order to change the world a little bit?
Well, there was the interest from many that participated in staying in touch and kind of build up little task force, and probably also reaching out to colleagues and people that work in this with these problems, and try to find possible solutions, because I'm sure that there are institutes that have already faced these kind of problems, and they are probably working on technical solutions. So, for example, there are also some technical solutions that were mentioned during the session, like there is a framework for the R language that is called Data Shield that runs analysis on a repository and then only discloses aggregated data, for example. So there are different things and tools that are being developed, but what is missing is some kind of clear guidance. So for sure, one thing that we agreed on is that we need coordinated and harmonized, we can call them institutes, we can call them trustees, or someone that will guide the how to treat these spatial data to make them open. Also because very often it happens that it's the individual researcher that has the responsibility to decide how to share the data. And sometimes they simply lack the training or the legal support to make the right decision, so despite the best intentions. So for sure, there we need a lot of training, and also in terms of reaching out to the public, because the other example that was brought up was, for example, the usage of contact tracing during the pandemic. And here is the citizens that didn't want to use these apps. So, for example, I can think very well of the case in Italy where the app was didn't raise a huge huge success because people were just too scared to be traced about like their movements, who they met, and so on. And but then here, people don't realize that they are probably sharing way more information through their social media account. So this is about an education problem, and the scientific community that has to do a better job in making people understand how we can use their data for the common good, but also protecting their data at the same time.
Mm. So again, infrastructure, training, education as key components to absolutely tackle, yes, that. Did we miss anything that should be included in this small wrap-up of the session?
I think that that's all. I just want to close with how the Horizon 2020 guidelines were instructing people to deal with opening data. So they literally say as open as possible, as close as necessary, which means that there is a lot of space for interpretation and work. So you can be very conservative and just decide to not share at all, or you can become creative and innovative, and then we can share information that is sensitive but still protected. So let's hope that we become more creative and innovative.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Antonella, and yeah, keep up the good work, and hopefully we have a follow-up discussion at some point and see what kind of solutions are out there and how they are adapted already, hopefully. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.